Kate Lever caught up with Perth's Queen of Sourdough to find out why making your own is so good.
If there is one food that has existed for thousands of years, despite the recent onslaught of keto diet, paleo diet, low carb diet, whatever diet, it's bread. And in particular, sourdough bread is the ultimate comfort food. Hi, this is Yoka Mahadevi, and here I am with Kate talking about sourdough. What else?
We hear a lot recently about people having to cut out bread and bread being a bad thing for you. What's the difference between a homemade sourdough and, say, a white bread that you buy from the supermarket?
Okay, the difference between making your own sourdough from scratch at home and the supermarket bread, or even just any old sourdough bread you buy from bakery, is actually time. And secondly, of course, if you're making it from home, you know exactly what you put in it. And that should only be the starter, which is flour and water. More flour, more water, a pinch of salt, and that's it.
Basically, the secret to a good sourdough is the simplicity. And what about the culture? What does that have in it that's so good for us?
The culture, or the starter culture, is basically just if you mix flour and water and you just leave it alone for a few days, it will spontaneously ferment. So that is starter. And it's so good for you because a starter contain a mixture of lactobacillus, which will give you the lactofermentation. Lacto does not mean lactose. Lacto just mean lactobacillus fermentation. And you also have the wild yeast fermentation, which actually caused the bread itself to rise.
Okay. And what about that distinctive sourness of the sourdough?
The distinctive sourness of the sourdough comes from the lactofermentation, so from the lactobacillus fermentation, because the byproduct of that fermentation is organic acids, namely lactic acid, which you would want lots of because that has that beautiful tangy, like the buttermilk kind of taste. But you will also get a small amount of vinegar. And a good artisan sourdough baker will have should have a really good idea of how to balance all those different acids.
And we hear a lot about gut health. Sourdough, is that obviously a lot better for our gastrointestinal health than other breads?
Absolutely. Because, and most people, the first thing that people ask is that, well, but you bake your bread, so how could it be good for you? Well, you bake your bread, but the lactobacillus and the wild yeast already done their job. So they've already converted what's essentially just a dough, like flour and water, into something that is, you know, like beyond the flour and water. And what you get is the pre-digestion of the gluten. Gluten is just the protein that exists in flour and wheat flours. So the gluten has been pre-digested to give you simple amino acid. And then the other one that tend to give people IBS is the fructan, or the fermentable sugar. And in the sourdough fermentation, that fructan is converted into simple sugar, so it doesn't irritate your guts.
Mm. And did you have that experience yourself with your own health problems when you discovered sourdough?
Yeah. I discovered sourdough actually about 30 years ago, but I started having problem when I started to get busy with life. And I actually was diagnosed as a borderline celiac on a biopsy and blood test. And that was 2001. But fortunately, by changing my diet and not eating naughty food, and naughty food meaning just any kind of bread, biscuit, things that's not sourdough, 2006 or 2007, I had another biopsy, and it's fine.
So sourdough is fine for you?
Yeah, absolutely. But don't forget, I don't have the gene to celiac. So it was just my body reacting to probably eating too much not sourdough things.
And now sourdough's become basically your whole world, like, now, hasn't it? How did that happen?
No kidding there. it became my whole world because when you left with nothing but your daughter, and you wanted to look after your daughter, and I had to do something from home. Sourdough is something that I really love, and I don't know what else to do. So I don't think I had the slightest bit of intention to do this as a full-time job. You know, 14 years later, here I am. So I guess it was really much, very much an accidental, fortunate event that sort of got me here.
And looking at the history of sourdough, I mean, can you explain a little bit about that?
Actually, just quite recently, they found in an Egyptian tomb, a broken earthenware thing, and they actually found a sourdough, or supposedly sourdough starter, and they actually inoculate that particular sourdough starter into bread, and it worked. The first sourdough was discovered around about the Egyptian time, about 5,000 years ago.
Also, sourdough, another health benefit is it's relatively low GI.
As long as you don't start adding things like honey and sugar, etc., like just a plain sourdough has got a much, much lower GI. I think it's around about a third or a half of normal bread. So it doesn't spike your blood sugar. So you don't get that sort of like, you know, you want to just curl up in bed afterwards. And the great thing about that is that having your GI steady, that means that you don't feel hungry straight away. So it keeps you satiated for a long, long period of time.
Now, you wrote the book, The Bible for Making Sourdough at Home, Wild Sourdough. Why do you think it's so important that people are able to make this at home as opposed to just buying bread from the shop?
Two things. I see sourdough as a therapy. So it's actually something that's really, really fun to do. And it takes away your stress. It's an antidote to stress. But secondly, it's because in Australia, anyone can call their bread organic or sourdough. So, you know, a lot of bread, they call it sourdough, but in fact, it has yeast. The moment you add yeast, or the moment you speed up that fermentation by adding heat, so fermenting at higher temperature, you really bypass that lacto-fermentation.
Now, if people are already making their own sourdough at home or they'd like to get started, is there any sort of tips? Because it can be a little bit daunting because it's quite a process.
I think the one thing that you need to remember, you know, when you're trying to learn something, you're not going to get it first time unless you're incredibly lucky. But the most important thing about sourdough, which people don't understand, is your sourdough is as good as your starter.
So you teach a lot of classes around sourdough. There's a big community of people out there that make their own sourdough. What's the community like?
I think sourdough creates a very giving and sharing community. Regardless of whether, like, I'm teaching it, I'm selling the starter culture, I'm writing books about it. But the essence of it, the sourdough starter can be started anywhere by anyone. It doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to anyone. I think out of that respect, you know, sourdough is a very community-centered thing.
Do you think that we're seeing a lot of people now returning to those homemade and home-crafted foods as well and growing things themselves?
I think all of those things, and I always call, you know, what I do is like creating a sourdough revolution. It's because I think it's a reaction to the instant life that we live today. And I think it's also a reaction to all of this thing in package wrapping things, you know, that you just buy at supermarket. I think people need to do something that sort of like takes them away from the busyness of life. They need to do something with their hands. And I think all of those things, whether it's gardening, making sourdough, composting, knitting, I don't know, any of those things, it just takes you back to yourself. It's almost like a mindfulness in action. That's how I see it.